Hey there, it's Andre Gardner with your busy Beatles Minute for the week of November 15th. We've got a lot to cover, so let's get started. You heard that rumor last week about this unearthed Beatles song featuring George and Ringo from 1968? You know, I smelled a rat the first I heard of that and heard the audio file. I knew George wasn't playing lead guitar, and now it's been uncovered. It's from an ancillary 1970 All Things Must Pass session with Eric Clapton on lead guitar, George Harrison on backing vocals, and we still don't know who that is on drums. I still don't think it's Ringo. And you know Masterclass, that online site that has celebrities and famous musicians actually teaching their craft? Well, Ringo Starr has joined, and he's teaching a 30-day course on drumming and creative collaboration next year. Check it out on masterclass.com. And did you see that 60-minute story on the Beatles' Get Back, Let It Be sessions? Oh my goodness, gets better every minute. We're now just a week away from that magical 7 hours. And a very happy birthday to Abbey Road Studios, who turned 90 years old on November 12th and still making wonderful music inside those walls. And that is your Beatles Minute for the week of November 15th. Thanks for listening. I'm Andre Gardner.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.